OK, tell me, first of all, a lot of people will be surprised at the choice that you've made, that the Queen is Dead, the Smiths album, is one of your favourite albums of all time, one which you keep here in your office.
Well, I know. I'm not sure Morrissey and I would agree about anything politically, and I thoroughly disapprove of the title of the album because I'm a great fan of the Queen and the monarchy, so that's a bad start. But I was a Smiths fan from fairly early on when I remember hearing This Charming Man and just thinking, great song. And like the Smiths, and like some of the stuff that Morris has done on his own. And I just think I love the lyrics, they make me laugh. I think he's a brilliant lyricist, and I love the songs. And it was fascinating going to a concert recently, which he did at Wembley Arena, because there were so many people of my age, and I have to say mostly men, who were all standing there happily singing along to Panic on the Streets of London or whatever it was.
But presumably you weren't there waving daffodils and gladiola at him.
No, and I wasn't wearing a hearing aid.
But what do you think it is about this man that has kind of touched a lot of people's, of your own persuasion's upbringing, if you like, what's really sort of meant something for you?
I think it is, it's that combination of getting the sort of teenage angst, but also having the sense of humour. I mean, if you look at the Queen is Dead, things like There Is a Light That Never Goes Out, it is, you know, it's an awful song in a way, double suicide, I mean, you know, but actually it's so brilliant, the lyrics are so brilliant, and they do get that mixture of teenage angst, but also the tongue is firmly in the cheek. You know, some of my favourite Smith songs, Cemetery Gates, Vicar in a Tutu, you know, some girls' mothers are bigger than others. I mean, the tongue is so firmly in the cheek that it's almost being bitten off.
I was going to quote a line at you. Dear Charles, don't you ever crave to appear on the front of the Daily Mail dressed in your mother's bridal veil?
Short answer, no. There was a funny moment, actually, in the concert at the Wembley Arena when, I can't remember which song it is, one of Morris's latest ones about, you know, neither Labour nor Tories, and, you know, it's off one of his later albums. And someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, oh, sorry about that. That's a really nice touch. I'm someone I'd never met before in my life. You know.
What about the idea that he has become a messiah figure for many people, somebody who inspires, who can lead people to water and make them drink, in a sense? Do you see any sort of comparison there with your own political career?
No, not really at all. I mean, the thing is, I really don't agree with him. I mean, one of the things he said at the gig I went to in Wembley was, you know, the three things he hated most about Britain was Jamie Oliver, Jamie Oliver, and Jamie Oliver. Well, actually, one of the things I love most about Britain at the moment is Jamie Oliver. So, I mean, we just don't agree about anything. I mean, he's a vegetarian. I love cooking and eating meat. He hates the monarchy. I love the monarchy. He's probably firmly on the left of the political spectrum. I'm on the centre-right. I mean, I just don't think we'd agree about anything. We've never met, and I think we probably shouldn't. I think that's a good thing. So, I don't see him some great leader of men, but I think he's a brilliant lyricist, a great songwriter. He, although people can say the songs are depressing, I think they actually make people smile, make people laugh.
But at the same count, a lot of the songs are very violent, stirring up, I mean, in the early years, the controversy about the songs about the Moors murderers, etc. I mean, you know, a lot of violence there, a lot of violent images.
But it's condemning violence. I mean, it's not, you know, he, in as much as there are morals in these songs, I think on the whole he's telling us to condemn things like that and to think about these things. I think also they make you think. They're good, you know. I'm a great Bob Dylan fan, and I think the two are quite similar in that they both make you, when you listen to the songs, you think about the lyrics. With Morris's, I think they make you smile because you think it's all so brilliantly put together. But they also make you think.
But do you not feel that there is, you know, your own points that you've made about rap music up to a point, you know, there is a sense that this is a using the same sort of images, using hate and violence in a sense, stirring it up, mixing it in with humour, yes, but at the same time there are similarities there.
But I think he's condemning those things. I mean, what I've said about rap music is there are some, you know, radio programmes and stations and rap artists who are really celebrating violence and a culture of violence and celebrating a culture of demeaning women and demeaning gay people, and that is wrong. And I think that, you know, what I've said is we all have a responsibility for radio stations to think about what they broadcast, for artists to think what they write, and you can prove me wrong by quoting some lyrics, but I would say on the whole Morrissey and the Smiths were making us think rather than making us hate.
Okay, a couple of final things. Have you ever thought to yourself you could go out tonight, but you haven't got a stitch to wear?
Well, it is. I mean, that was the song that first got me interested in the Smiths, because I just thought it was that Johnny Marr guitar, the intro of that song, and that's why I chose it as a Desert Island disc. But no, I don't really think much about clothes, and I'm not sure he does either, actually, but there we are. Maybe that's something we have got in common.
And if you get to be Prime Minister, you have your first cocktail reception, you invite all those celebrities and media levies, do you think Morrissey might be on the list at the bottom? Could you sneak him in past all your spin doctors?
I would ask him, but I fully expect that he would say no. If he did, he'd probably be fantastic. If he did come, he'd probably be fantastically rude, but it would be interesting.
And any Morrissey quotes to be framed and put on your desk as PM in number 10?
I haven't. I just hope that the flames don't rise to my Roman nose and cause my hearing aid to melt. I hope it doesn't get that bad.